USA Radio News with Dan Meraki.
The First Lady made a rare campaign speech on Tuesday. Melania Trump spoke to supporters in Atglen, Pennsylvania, in what was her first solo appearance on the campaign trail this year. The First Lady focused her message on the COVID-19 pandemic, talking about her family's bout with the virus, and taking Democrats to task for politicizing the pandemic.
The Democrats have chosen to put their own agendas ahead of the American people's well-being. Instead, they attempt to create a divide. A divide on something that should be nonpartisan and non-controversial. A divide that causes confusion and fear instead of hope and security.
The president himself held rallies in Michigan and Wisconsin and will speak shortly in Nebraska, while former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned in Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google will be before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday to face questioning over accusations of bias and their special protections under the Communications Decency Act. Senator Roger Wicker says these companies have immense power as gatekeepers of information. The Mississippi Republican told Fox Business that it's clear to him that these companies have allowed a blatant bias to direct their activities.
I think recent examples, in particular this New York Post story about Hunter Biden, they just indicate to a lot of us on the right that when it comes to policing what actually gets out to the public and what doesn't, there's a bit of bias on behalf of the liberal point of view and a whole lot more restriction to conservative thought.
The virtual hearing will examine the provision that protects social media companies from liability for what their users post on their services. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
With 1 week before Election Day, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is seemingly running a different type of campaign. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
As the election draws near, both presidential candidates hitting the campaign trail, President Trump crisscrossing the country, hitting most of the battleground states between now and Election Day. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has been criticized for not doing a lot of campaigning. Biden telling reporters just because he's not out doing campaign events doesn't mean he's not working.
I'm going to be going to Iowa, I'm going to Wisconsin, I'm going to Florida, and maybe other places as well. There's a lot we've been doing as well in terms of being online and social, everything from fundraising efforts to making sure we meet. I met today with a group of leaders in the Democratic Party laying out where we're going to go, getting their input and the like. So we're constantly, there's not been a day that hadn't been a 12-hour day yet.
Residents on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana are bracing for yet another storm as Tropical Storm Zeta takes aim at them. The storm made landfall Monday on the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico as a Category 1 hurricane. It weakened to a tropical storm as it moved back into the Gulf of Mexico, but is expected to re-strengthen into a hurricane. Hurricane warnings are in effect from central Louisiana to the Alabama state line, with many of the areas expected to take the brunt of Zeta's force already dealing with damage from hurricanes Laura and Delta, which hit earlier in the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.